Good evening. Hope you are well and having a great weekend. This is another episode of the Veg Grab Podcast Supporters Club podcast on Sunday, the 4th of June, 2023. It's been hot, hasn't it? This weekend has been so hot and so dry. In fact, the whole week has been like that. I cannot actually remember the last time we had rain, and our water butts are running low, I think I said the other day. Good thing is, my brother came around today and he might be able to give me a few more water butts from my step-granddad. So we're going to get more potential water storage going on. But anyway, something that I just wanted to say is that with the hot sun shining down on us, while we are out in the garden, it's very important to remember to protect ourselves with sunblock and to stay hydrated with plenty of fluids. Now, I know I often hear that and I feel like it's been patronising, but I'm always amazed at the amount of people that fall ill or work in the allotment too long in the sun and become ill. So, yeah, I know it's patronising, but I do think it is important if it just helps out one person, including myself, and I've done it myself way too many times. When it gets so warm, what I like to do is go gardening in the morning and in the evening when it's that little bit cooler. Now, today I actually sowed the sweet corn from our supporters club gift pack. This variety is called Golden Bantam. Hopefully by now you have got your seeds. If not, they would certainly be with you any day now. I've sent them in the post on Wednesday, so well on their way by now. Now, sweet corn is a really delightful crop. It really does bring that nice sweetness to our veg patches, and as well as those beautiful cobs that we can have on our dinner plate. Now, the plant itself is also can be known as maize. It's a very tall grass-like plant that belongs to the Poaceae family. Now, because it's grass-like, it's actually closely related to grass. I find it does very well where my couch grass thrives because similar requirements. Anyway, it's an annual crop and it thrives in warm climates, but it does require a long growing season. Luckily, you know, the UK, we don't really get a long growing season, but the varieties that we have in the UK have been adapted for our climate. Added to that, if we get a decent summer, which it looks like we will have, they'll probably do quite well. Now, the thing is with sweet corn is that they can reach impressive heights, often standing at around 6 to 8 foot tall. I'm 6 foot tall, so it comes up to me, and that's, I think, you know, pretty tall. I have seen them go taller than that, much taller, but that's a story for another day. Now, these plants usually consist of some sturdy stalks with large green leaves and those iconic tassels at the top. Now, let's dive into how we actually grow the sweet corn from seed. It's a fairly easy and it's a, you know, a very good way to bring those homegrown crops to our dinner table. First of all, we need to prepare the soil. Sweet corn really prefers well-drained soil with a good amount of organic matter added to it, be it compost or well-rotted horse manure. Really need the soil to be nice and loose and rich in nutrients before sowing the seeds. Now, when it comes to sowing the seeds, we can sow these directly in the ground and we can certainly get away with it now because the soil temperature needs to be around 15 degrees C. And if we're sowing them directly in the ground, we want to take the plant seeds to be about 5 to 7 centimetres deep and then plant them about 30 to 45 centimetres apart. And that should allow them enough room to grow. Now, I'm actually sowing mine in my root trainers just purely because I know if I was to sow them down on the allotment, the couch grass would just strangle them out. So for me, it's root trainers to start, get them started, and then I will transplant them down into the allotment. Now, once they are planted, we've just got to make sure that the plant, you know, it requires consistent moisture throughout the growing period. So we need to water them regularly. I get my words out today. Aiming for about 5 centimetres of water each week. Oh, and now that's hard to judge, I know, but five centimetres of water each week. And just make sure that the soil remains evenly moist, but not waterlogged. For me, what I like to do is actually add a mulch once the plants are a good 15 to 30 centimetres high. grass clippings is obviously mulch I use quite often. Compost can be used as well, but anything like that will do the job. Now, sweet corn is a heavy feeder, so we do need to provide additional nutrients during its growth. It's essential. Tomato feed is a good one that I use, or I've got Plant Boost, which is also a very good one that I can use. And apply that, you know, organic fertilizer around the plants and when they start to reach about 30 centimeters in height. Now, as the sweet corn plants grow tall, I generally find they don't need much support unless you get some incredibly strong winds. In that case, we could consider using stakes or trellis or something around the side just to stop them from toppling over. It's very rare, but it can happen. Now, the difficulty that I do find from time to time is badgers. What badgers will tend to do is chew at the base of the plants to topple them over so they can get to the cobs. They're very clever badgers, and it's very difficult to stop them from doing that. You have to put fences all the way round and under to stop it from happening. It's very, very difficult. On a whole, you may not have a problem with badgers, but if you do, you know, think about growing them in like a wooden box to stop them being attacked. Now, harvest time is the most exciting part of the growing sweet corn. And it'd take a while, but it is all about timing. So the first thing I look for when it is ready to harvest is when the tassels at the top of the cobs, they turn brown and dry out. And then I peel back the husk and have a look at the kernels of sweet corn. They should be plump and they should be milky when gently pierced. Now, if they're watery, they need a little bit longer. And if they're gooey and thick white goo, they are overripe. That's the word. And then what I like to do is I usually grow my sweet corn on the allotment. So it will be the last thing I do. I literally wait until I've packed everything up. I'm about to get in the van and then I will pick up or harvest all the sweet corn. And we just, you know, grab the cob, give it a good downward twist, and it should come away from the plant quite easily. I grab as many of those, and then I rush home, get a big pan of water on the boil, and get those sweet corn blanched. What you find with sweet corn, the quicker you get them blanched, the sweeter they will be, because otherwise the sugars turn to starch, and it just doesn't taste as good. At this point, it is possible to freeze them as cobs if you're not going to be eating them right away, or you use the back of a knife and just gently ease off the sweet corn into a bowl so that you can freeze them like that. A bit like you would buy sweet corn from a supermarket. Now, it's not easy to do. It takes time, but it is worth it if you do want to save some space in your freezer. Personally, we freeze them in on the cobs as well as try and take a few off if we have enough. But they do last for quite a while in the freezer if prepared properly. So yeah, there you go. A big guide on how to grow sweet corn. And that brings us to the end of today's podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. And as always, I thank you so much for your support that you always provide us. Tomorrow's podcast will be about mulches. It's one of my favourite things to do and as important, I feel as important as watering or feeding and weeding. So yeah, that'll be out tomorrow. And I will be back again with another Supporters Club podcast for you on Thursday. So until then, please take care.